Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to Got Invention Radio, segment 4, with Marty Cooper, the inventor of the cell phone and also the co-founder of Dyna, and his wife Arlene with Jitterbug.com. Marty has a pretty extensive list of accomplishments and many things that he's still continuing. You told us, I didn't ask you, but you told us you're over 80 years old and you still have ideas that you're coming up with for smart antennas and everything else that we'll probably be using soon, huh?
I do, although I fortunately have time to work on my skiing and my tennis as well.
I'm sure you can get that in, but that's great. It's fantastic, Marty. I'm just I'm reading a couple emails here. I probably had I have a bunch of emails with the same question. I'm sure you can't go anywhere, any interview or anything else, without people asking you, what cell phone are you currently using?
Yeah, well, I have a new cell phone every few months, Brian, because people ask me those questions. But the phone I've had for the last several months is the Droid X, the Motorola. I have to tell you that I love it. It's got a huge screen, and for me, that's very important. I like a on-screen keyboard, and the keys are big enough for me to find with my fingers. It's just an excellent phone.
That's great. Okay, so that was Dennis from Washington, and a couple others also asked the same question. So that's great. Motorola, I guess you still keep in touch with the people at Motorola, and you have the Samsung president, right?
I do, but I try to be objective, and I do look at all the phones, and I did use an iPhone for a period of time some time ago, and I gave that to my grandson. But I try to be objective. I want to really know what's out there and whether the cell phone providers are really paying attention to what people want.
Absolutely. You know, my brother Robert is actually a computer forensics guy, and he just picked up the iPhone, and he's testing it and getting really into it to understand how the data is stored and everything else on there. I'm sure it's fascinating for you to see what people are doing with these cell phones.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, I don't believe in the concept of people becoming engineers in order to use a phone, but if you have that bent and you enjoy doing it, it is great fun. But the phone of the future, in my view, it will be very easy to use. It'll have features that make your life better, but don't require you to become an engineer when you do it. I think that's a major challenge for all inventors today and in the future, is making things intuitive, making technology that's transparent, that's invisible, that lets people use things, but in a way that it doesn't intrude on their lives. Modern cell phones, in my view, except for the jitterbug, don't have very effective interfaces. We've got to invent some new stuff there.
What kind of an inspiring message do you have for inventors that are involved with technology or even close to the cell phone? I mean, so many people want to invent applications for phones, and I'm sure it's wide open.
Oh, you bet. We've only just begun, Brian. We're about to have a revolution in more ways that I could discuss in the few minutes we have left. But the whole concept of credit cards and maybe even money is going to disappear, because you're going to be able to have your identity encrypted and buried into your cell phone along with a near-field transmitter that only goes a few inches. When you go to into the subway, you just wave this thing. When you want to go to the movies, you just wave it at the usher, and there you walk in. And the biggest thing that's going to happen is in healthcare, because we know how to measure everything on the human body. Those sensors exist today, but just think of what happens when you can send all that information continually to computers that will, in effect, give you a physical continually instead of once a year. we are going to be saving people's lives, saving tons and tons of money. There really is a revolution coming.
Wow, it's more than I can imagine. It sounds amazing. But how far you think away it is? Is it close? I mean, is it a year, 2 years?
Oh, it's starting now. Even the Jitterbug has features where you can have a service that will remind you to take your pills. Sounds very naive, doesn't it? It's simple. It turns out that that is a multi-billion dollar problem in the United States today, that people get a prescription and the doctor tells them to take a pill for 3 weeks. They take it for a day or two and feel better, and they stop, and guess what? They're back in the hospital 3 weeks later, and the costs are huge. And so that is starting now, and there are already devices that will measure your heart rate and your pulse and your skin temperature and various other things, and those are in the market now. They're just starting to become practical and economical.
It's amazing. So, Marty, we have a few minutes left. Give us some message. Give a message to inventors out there, for budding inventors or people that are trying to get capital for their idea, or just stuck at a prototype stage, or just don't know what to do next with a patent. I know there's a lot of questions there, but give us some inspiring information to help the inventors listening tonight.
Well, the hardest thing for an inventor to do is to listen, just what you just said, Brian. And so my most important advice, and I'm presumptuous at giving any advice at all, I'm sure you're much more expert than I am, but listen to the public, listen to other people, not in the sense of evaluating your invention, but in the sense of what their problems are. What problems do they really need to be solved? How much can they afford to spend on those problems? That understanding, that belief, in what the marketplace is far more important than the patents and all the other stuff. Once you know you're really solving a problem that people have, the rest of it will follow very naturally. And of course, the second thing that I say is, once you are convinced that you've got something good, and you know it, you just have to be persistent. Arlene worked on the Jitterbug for 10 years before we could even get a start on it. And there were several failures along the way. And by the way, that was one of the essences of Motorola. The founder of Motorola back in 1928 started four different businesses, and three of them failed before he finally got Motorola going, and Motorola turned out in his lifetime to be a multi-billion dollar company, and still is today. Persistence, very important.
Absolutely. And those are some great, great words of advice. We really appreciate having you on our show tonight, Marty. You've been a fantastic guest, and it's an honor to have somebody like you on the show. It really is special. And I know that just from these emails, I mean, a lot of them are general comments that they love the show and that there's great information. Really, really appreciate having you on our show tonight, Marty. Thank you.
Well, it's my great pleasure, Brian, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you, Marty. So we have Marty Cooper, the chairman of Dyna LLC. That's www.dynallc.com. He has his wife Arlene's company, which is jitterbug.com. And it was great to have Marty Cooper, the inventor of the cell phone, on the show. Again, thank you, Inventors Digest magazine. You can go on and subscribe to InventorsDigest.com and get the print magazine for 30% off if you mention Got Invention Radio. So it's been a great show. There's great information. It's just amazing that somebody comes up with an idea for a cell phone, and you just walk in the streets and you just see people all over the world in millions using cell phones. And there was some great, great insight that Marty gave with what's coming up in the future with cell phones. So that was fantastic. That's some real, real great information. And it just makes me want to come up with an idea that everybody's going to use out there. That's fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Brian Fried signing off on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. Build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you've never built a website in your life. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 per month. Log on now to NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the internet place.
Social media marketing. You keep hearing about it, but what is it? And how do you use it to grow your business? Well, the folks at World Class ID have got a way for you to get into this, and at zero cost. I said free. All you have to do is go to worldclassid.com, hit the sign up button, register, and you're in business. After you register, you'll get a social media site, which means unlimited posting capability for articles, marketing materials, video, blogs, forums, photos, plus you'll get access to all the World Class ID content, including a listing of over 500 social networking websites. You can talk to World Class ID subscribers and see how accounts and profiles are set up. What this becomes for you is a great educational resource and will help you decide whether you should continue and join up with World Class ID. World Class ID is unique, and their proprietary software makes it easy because it does all the work. It's easy and it's free. Go now to worldclassid.com. Hit the sign up button and you're in business. Worldclassid.com. As a wise old man once said, for free, take.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Tired of being tired? Need to lose weight? Or are you an athlete looking for peak performance? This commercial is for everyone, young and old, fit or fat. Announcing a revolutionary liquid dietary supplement, ASEA. ASEA actually turns on the antioxidants in your body while boosting your immune system. 16 years of research and development, ASEA is comprised of a salt compound and water combined using our patented process. Taken daily, ASEA improves your energy and stamina with amazing results. Athletes get 5 to 10% increased performance in as little as 2 weeks. Better than steroids, but all natural.
Hi, this is Richard Schroeder. In 100 days of taking ASEA, I've shed over 40 pounds of fat. I feel happier, healthier, and stronger than I have in years. Plus, my doctor reduced my medication, saving me over $100 per month. It works.
Try it with our complete money-back guarantee. We urge you to learn more about ASEA at saltwaterdiet.com. That's saltwaterdiet.com.